No response. Hey, good morning. Today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph and Kiddushin, and we're going to begin Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis. About six lines or five lines down from where it gets live from the wide lines from Yibayi Lahu. It's cold morning today. Yibayi Lahu. So the Chacham had a suffix, right? So Mahu Lamo Mipnei Sefer Torah. What's the din? Are we supposed to stand up in front of a Sefer Torah that passes us or not? What's the din? Rav Chilkiya, Rav Simon, Rav Elazar, Amri, they said, Kal v'chomer. Of course it is. It's a Kal v'chomer. Mipnei lomdei omdim. We just learned that you're supposed to stand up in front of the people who learned the Torah. From the Ravana, you're supposed to stand up. Right? So, Mipnei lomdei omdim. Mipnei lo kol shekein. So, in front of the Torah, it's kol shekein. If you can get up from the people who learned the Torah, you should obviously definitely get up from the people who get up from the Torah itself. So Tosos Rosh, and we'll just mention a couple of Tosos Rosh, because this week is the 681st Yahrzeit of Rabbeinu Asher. So Tosos Rosh asks, and Liber Masal Mipnei, he says, from the Gemara here, it's Mashma that you say Mipnei Lom Deh Omdim, Mipnei Lo Kol Shekein. So it's Mashma that there's more, it's a Kabbal Chomer, so the Chomer is the second part. It's more Chomer, there's a big Rechiv to be Mechavi to save the Torah more than the Talmud Chacham. But this goes against the Gemara and Makos. The Gemara and Makos Daf Chavveis says the opposite. That it's bigger chiyah to stand up b'nei atam chacham than it is from sefer Torah, because the Gemara over there says kama tipshoy yishar inchi the kami mikmei sefer Torah velo kami mikmei gav rabba. How silly are those people who stand up in front of the sefer Torah but they don't stand up for the talmidei chachamim? Mashma that they're standing for the sefer Torah, they should definitely stand up for the talmid chacham. It's mashma the opposite, that it's more chomer to stand up for the talmid chacham, because it says the ilu b'sefer Torah k'siv arbayim. In the Sefer Torah it says you get 40 malchus. The Rabbanim came up and they were darshan, they only get 39. So you see that the Talmid Chachamim, it's a bigger chiyuv to stand up for the Talmud Chacham. That's the chomer one. So, but here it's mashma the Talmud that's standing in front of the Sefer Torah is the more chomer one. So the Rosh answers there in the Tosfos Rosh. He says it's vaday that our sugya is correct, that the Kavod Sefer Torah is adif on the Kavod Talmud Chacham. That's why the Gemara can make the Kavod Chomer from Talmud Chacham to the Sefer Torah. But since the chiyuv of the mekabe the sefer Torah is not mufurish, it's only learnt out from the kal v'chomer from the talmud chacham. Therefore, there's obviously you're supposed to be mekabe the talmud chacham. And if you're not mekabe the talmud chacham, then why are you being mekabe the sefer Torah? The whole reason why we're mekabe the sefer Torah is because we learn that from the kal v'chomer from the talmud chacham. So if you're not going to start off by being mechabed the Talmud Chacham, there's no reason to go ahead and start being mechabed the Sefer Torah. That's why the Tipshoi, if they're not mechabed the Talmud Chachamim. The Ran here on Daf Yudalim Abayis and Daf Meiriv says also the Sefer Torah is adif on the Al Kavod Talmud Chacham, like the Gemara here says. But the Gemara here says that lulei the Chachamim, then the Torah would be kruchum menachas bekeren in the corner. We wouldn't know anything. So therefore, it's tipshin to stand up for the Sefer Torah and not for the Chachamim, because the Sefer Torah means nothing to you. It really means nothing to you unless you have the limudim of the Talmidei Chachamim. So Gemara says, Rabbi Eliyahu of Yaakov Bar Zivdi Haviyasve. They were sitting and learning Torah. Chalev v'azir of Shimon Bar Abba v'kamu kamei. Rav Shimon Bar Abba came in front of them and they stood up. They stopped their learning and they stood up in front of Rav Shimon. Amar Lahus. Rav Shimon says to them, two reasons why you shouldn't have stood up for me. One, Chada the Atun Chakimei va'an lechaver. Number one, you're Talmidei Chachamim and I'm just a chaver. Chaver must be someone who's not a Talmud Chacham. He's a good guy, but you're Talmidei Chachamim. And number two, Klum Torah Medes Neilum Deh. The Ode, Klum Torah Medes Neilum Deh. The Torah is supposed to stand up in front of the. You're learning. You're going to start learning in order to stand up to somebody else who is learning. You're not supposed to do that. So the Gemara says, what's the svar of Shimon? Savalak Elazar, the Amr of Elazar, ain't Talmud Chacham, Rashi Lamu, Bnei Rabbo, Shasha Elazar, the Torah. A Talmud Chacham should stand up in front of his Rabbo during the time that he's learning. If you're sitting in the base medrash and you're learning, and the Rebbe walks in, you see a lot of times in yeshivas, everyone's sitting there in the base medrash, they're all learning, the Rebbe walks in, and they all stop and they stand up. Rashi Shimon says no. Right? He holds like Rebbe Elazar, who says that you're not supposed to stand up for your Rebbe when the time that you learn, while you're learning. But, Lai to Abaye. Abaye said, "No, that's not correct. You're supposed to stand up. You're supposed to stand up for when the Rebbe walks in, even when you're learning." So now the Gemara is going to now bring down what's the shear? How far away do you have to be to stand up? So the pasuk says, "This is when Moshe Rabbeinu after the Chet Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu pitched his tent outside of the Machaneh, and he walked outside the Machaneh. So whole thing over there after he left the Klal Yisrael essentially. He set up outside." The pasuk says, "V'ha'yikid seis Moshe la'oil." Yakuma kol ha'am v'nitzu ish pesach ohalo. The Gemara says v'hibitu achrei Moshe ad bo ohelo, and they looked after Moshe until he reached the tent. Rav Ami v'Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, there was a machlokas. Chad amr lignai. One was said it was a gnai. What they did was not nice. That they were looking after. They looked after him and they were disparaging towards him. The chad amr l'shavach. And one said that they were giving him. It was a praiseworthy thing. Manda amr lignai k'di'isa. The one who says it was gnai is k'di'isa. Like we're going to learn, the Gemara doesn't explain, but the Medrash Tanchuma says that they were saying, look how arrogant Moshe is that he's walking away from us. And they're looking at their father and looking at him. That's the one that says that's gnai. That's in the Gemara in Medrash Tanchuma, Parshat K'di'isa, Chav Zayin. But man da amr l'shvach, who does he hold like? Amr Chizkiya, amr li Rab Chanina, b'reid Rabbi Yavo, amr Rab Abayu, amr Rab Abdimi, timin Chayfa, chacham over, omer milfanav. Chacham passes in front of you, stand up in front of him. Arba amos. If he comes within 4 amos of you, that's when you start standing up. V'kevon she'avar arba amos. And once he passes you, once he's now beyond you for 4 amos, kevon she'avar arba amos, Yoshi, then you can sit down. But in Bezdin Over, if an entire Bezdin is passing before you, only Mufal of Noenav, you have to stand up as soon as you see them, even if it's from further than Dalet Amos. The Kevin She'avar Arba Amos, Yosef, shave. And once it passes 4 Amos past you, then you can sit down. But Nasi, only Mufal of Noenav, you have to, as soon as you see, you have to stand up. The Enu Yosef Ad She'yashav Imkomo. And you don't sit until he reaches his spot. So you see him reach his spot. Shenemar, because it says, V'bitu Achrei Moshe Ad Bo Ohela. Here it's L'shvach. They stood up and they watched Moshe until he got into this tent, and then they sat down. So that's saying it, that it's saying l'shvach. Just a few things on Sefer Torah. Number one, okay. The Rambam paskins like over here that says Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah Perek Yud Halacha Tes says Kol Aroy Sefer Torah Kishu Mahalach Chayv L'Amal Mipanav. Says he doesn't give the shear of Dalet Amos. As long as you see the Sefer Torah standing in front of you, you have to get up, and how long you have to stand up for? He says, until the Sefer Torah reaches its destination. So if you see Yari coming in from next door bringing the Sefer Torah, you see from here they have to stand up until the Sefer Torah is placed in the Aron. Or until you can no longer see it. Or he's walking out that way, so once he passes the trees in the backyard and you can't see him anywhere anymore, then you can sit down. So the Beis Yosef brings down the name of Rabbeinu Manoach that even if you don't see the Sefer, rather you just hear that it's being moved, then you have to stand up. You have to stand up as well. I don't know how that works. You can hear it, okay? But the Beis Yosef then brings down. The Beis Yosef is in Yoredei Siman Reish Pei Beis. It brings down from a Rashba, Shuta Rashba, and Chelak Gimel Siman Reish Pei Aleph that the entire chiv of standing in front of the Sefer Torah is only when the Sefer Torah and the person are in one reshus. You're standing in the same domain, right? You have to define a domain. But when the Sefer Torah is in one Rishus and you're in a different Rishus, you're not chayav to stand. So maybe once he goes out the door, you're not chayav to stand anymore. It's a different Rishus. So too, the Aron HaKodesh is considered a different Rishus. So really, you don't have to stand when the Aron is open. But therefore, the Rashba says that you really don't even, Al Pidin, you don't have to stand when they do Hagba. Because when you do Hagba, the Sefer Torah is standing in one spot. Standing in one spot, so you don't have to stand. But the Taz says that we do stand at El Kavod, and I saw in the they put out this new mafsor for Soloveitchik. So he explains, based on this, he says, so why does everyone up and down like a jackrabbit on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur whenever they open the Aron, you stand up and down? So he says it's not out to Sefer Torah that you're standing for. It's because you always open the Aron for a Davar Shefik Kedusha. Davar Shefik Kedusha is when you go responsively go back and forth, or Slichos when you go back and forth. So you're standing for the Davar Shefik Kedusha. You're not standing for that the Sefer Torah is open, because there's no Chiyuv to stand when the Aron is open, because it's in a separate Rishus. But the question comes up, what about on Simchas Torah? Simchas Torah, you're walking around with the Sefer Torah around and around and around, and it's in the same Rishus. So the Prima Gadol in Or HaChaim, Simchas Kuf Mem Aleph, in the Mishmas Osos Zav, in Simchas Kaf Gimel, says that there's no Chiyuv to stand for the Sefer Torah if the Sefer Torah is standing still. So when the Gavai is saying the Kalmale, or in certain shuls they pick up the Sefer Torah to say Tefillah from Medina or something like that, when he's just standing still holding the Sefer Torah, you don't have to stand up. Because it's as if it's munach on the shulchan. It doesn't make a difference because it's he and the Gabbai and the Sefer Torah in one reshus. They're not moving anywhere. But it's mashma that if it is moving, the Sefer Torah is moving, you would have to stand. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says in Yoredei Siman Reish Pei Beis, Sif Katan Hei, that on Simchas Torah, when the Sefer Torah is standing still, you don't have to stand. But if you're makif around and around with the Sifrei Torah, then you don't have to stand. You can sit down. He says that's why everyone sits down on Simchas Torah. To me, that's mashma means that they would do the hakapos with the Sefer Torah around once or whatever it was, and then when they did all the dancing, the Sefer Torah didn't move. That's why they were all allowed to sit down during hakapos. But once according to Aruch Shulchan, the Sefer Torah is moving around, then you have to stand. So I remember last year somebody was here, and they asked Rabbi Rosner, "What about the women who were sitting who were over there?" So Rabbi Rosner told him, and I'm not passing him b'shem, but I think I heard him say that it's because that we separate them, the men aren't supposed to go there, and the women aren't supposed to go here. He says that's a separate reshus. And therefore, they can sit down. They're not in the same rishus. Definitely, if they're upstairs, they're not in the same rishus. Okay.
That is Sefer Torah.
Now, I forgot the one Sefer I wanted to bring. Now, we'll continue. So the Gemara says now the Mishnah had said that Kol Mitzvah Aseisha is Man Grama. All Mitzvah Aseisha is Man Grama. If it's Man Grama, that's totally in time. Right, well now we're on two lines from the bottom on Lama Gimel Lama Beis. So Kol Mitzvah Seisha is Man Grama. The Mishnah said Anashim Chayavim, men are Chayav, and women are Pater, are Paturos. They don't have to do it because, but if it's low as Man Grama, if it's not a time bound mitzvah, then both women and men are Chayavim to perform, and they're obligated to perform this mitzvah. So the Gemara says there's a lot to talk about Mitzvah Seisha is Man Grama. We'll try to touch on a few things. So Gemara says Tana Rabbanon Ezohi. Mitzvah aseh shehazman grama. What is considered a mitzvah aseh shehazman grama? Number one, they say sukkah, sitting in the sukkah. I'm supposed to sit in the sukkah on a certain day. That's sukkah. Lulav also, only on Chag HaSukkah. Shofar, it's only on Rosh Hashanah. Tzitzis, we'll get to that in a second. Tzitzis is only a mitzvah aseh shehazman grama. Utfilin, and tefillin's also only a mitzvah aseh shehazman grama. So Gemara said, Tosos asks, let's talk about tefillin. Right? There's a machlokus whether tefillin, whether the zman of tefillin is only during the day or even at night. So according to the man of Amr, that the zman of tefillin is even at night, and the only reason why we don't, it's halacha be'in morin king, because we don't want people to fall asleep in their tzitzis, in their tefillin, so then it's not mitzvah aseh shehazman grama, because it's all day and all night. So Tosfos says, even though we establish in Gemara Menachos, that Laila is zman tefillin, that Laila is the zman of tefillin, the halacha be'in morin king, but we just don't tell people about that. Mikol makom shaper havi mitzvah aseishas man grama. Nevertheless, tefillin is still considered a mitzvah aseishas man grama. Sharei ein noagim b'shabbosos ubi yom tovim. We don't wear it on Shabbos or Yontif. Kedoshin and perikamotz tefillin lefi she'ein srichan os. Right, the Shabbos gufa ikri os t'ksiv hi osi osi. He says even according to that man the Amar, nevertheless, tefillin still is man grama because it's only on the weekdays. It's not on Shabbos Yontif. Parentheses chol hamoed. It doesn't apply on certain days. So even if it applies most of the year, but not on other days, it's still considered a Zman Grama. What about tzitzis? Tzitzis also becomes an issue because tzitzis, there's a machlokas whether or not you have to wear tzitzis at night as well. So the machlokas whether tzitzis applies only to a ksus layla, but we paskin that if you're wearing a daytime item at night, you're supposed to wear tzitzis on it. It's not just because it's night you're pater from tzitzis. So the Tosfos goes into talks about also how over here that tzitzis also can be a mitzvah aseh shehazman grama according to certain man d'amrim. Some man d'amrim say that tzitzis is really not a mitzvah aseh shehazman grama. There's some achronim who take out the word tzitzis from this list, and then I guess why women don't wear tzitzis is for other reasons, beged ish, other types of reasons why women shouldn't be wearing tzitzis. But that's what the Gemara lists as mitzvah aseh shehazman grama. Then the Gemara says the ezu mitzvah aseh shelo hazman grama. What's considered a mitzvah aseh that's not time bound? So Gemara says. Ma'ake, putting up a ma'ake, you know, the roof, the top of your roof, a fence on the top of your roof so no one falls off. Mezuzah, fixing a mezuzah. Ma'ake, aveda, being hashavas aveda, vishiluach hakein, and sending away the bird to take the eggs, take the eggs of the bird. So the Gemara says, the klalahu, is that all it is? It's klalahu? We have other ones that are not time bound. You have matzah. I don't know what it means by matzah this time down, but they're mechuyevus in matzah. Or maybe that means that these are mitzvah seh shehazman grama. Hare matzah, simcha, right? You have to have simcha on yontif. That's a mitzvah seh shehazman grama. It only applies on yontif. Hakel is a mitzvah seh shehazman grama. It only applies once every 50 years. Those are mitzvah seh shehazman grama in Hashem chayavos. How can you tell me that they're putter from all mitzvah seh shehazman grama? I just gave you a list of a few, and there are probably others, that are mitzvah seh shehazman grama, and women are mechuyevus on. What? Shabbos, the Gemara doesn't mention that, but Shabbos could be the same thing. Well,
once every 7 years it mentions, once a week it doesn't mention.
With mitzvah aseh shehazman grama. Okay, but Shabbos you had the limud because it's...
Same limud of matzah.
What?
Same limud of matzah.
Right, so the Gemara is going to explain that all these things. Gemara has to go into it. But right now, we don't know that all those limudim of kosher yishbon bas in the lav.
Right, so if you're picking a bunch, how do you leave out Shabbos?
I don't know. Right, those are mitzvahs hasei zman grama v'nashin chayos v'su. And what about the other way around? We have mitzvahs hasei that are not zman grama, that women are paturos. V'su, harei Talmud Torah, it's all day, v'gisa v'yom v'layla. Women are paturos, we learned. Piriya rivya. There's no time period for Puri Rivia. You have to have children, and women are paturos. Pidyon Rabbein, we said it's not Zman Grama. We said that it starts on day 30, but it extends all the way through, right? The lav mitzvah seishes Zman Grama, nashim paturos. They're paturos. So why? What's this list? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Ein lamdim in aklalos. When the Mishnah gives a list, gives a klal, we don't learn out. It's not exclusive. But filu b'makom shenemar b'chutz. And even if it says chutz, a more exclusionary term, you don't say that it's an exclusive list. Ditznan, because we learned in a right, we learned in a Mishnah in Eirvin on Daf Vav. Ditznan, the Choma Arvin Umishtatvin, and you can use any type of item to make an Eiruch Hatzeros or to make a Shituf Mavos, right? Chutzmin, except for Mayim and Melech, except for water and salt. So Gemara says Vesu Leka. There's nothing else that's also excluded from this din that you can't use to make the Eiruch Vesu Leka. Ha'ika Kimahin Upitrios. You have these mushrooms and other types of things that are excluded and not allowed to use. But the Gemara says chutzmei. So why doesn't it say all of them? Ella ain lamdim in a klalos. You don't learn that when the Gemara gives a klal. Even if it says chutz, the list is not exhaustive. Let's talk a little bit about mitzvah sasechus van grama. We mentioned it a little bit when we had on the Mishnah. But there's the famous Ramban. The Ramban says not only is gives a list of other things that the Gemara mentions that are also considered mitzvah sasesha, that are not mitzvah sasesha's magrama. And the thing that the Ramban mentions is Sfirus HaOmer. So Sfirus HaOmer is not a mitzvah sasesha's magrama. So a lot of people say that it has to be a Tov Sofer. It can't be. Here it says that Rav Shechter quotes Rav Soloveitchik, who says She'enu k'day l'papel b'zeh devadik tov sofer hu. He says it's definitely a tov sofer to say that Sfiras HaOmer is not a mitzvah sasesha zman grama. But a lot of people try to give an answer. The one answer I saw from Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg in the Shutz Shri De'esh, it's in Chelek Sheni Simin Kuf Yud Vav. He's answering another question. So he says, he's answering from Rav Bloomfield, Rav in Newark. Answering from Newark. I thought it was New York, but it's one word, so Newark. So he says that the Sfiras HaOmer is not a mitzvah sasesha zman grama, because mitzvah sasesha zman grama means that the mitzvah is dependent when the time comes, that's when you have to be mekayim the mitzvah. So, but Sfiras HaOmer is not when the time comes you have to be mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah is zman. The mitzvah is to count the days. The mitzvah is zman. That's a chiluk. That's not mitzvah sasesha zman grama. That's mitzvah asay bizman. You have to do. He says near Lanias Daitu Pashit Shem Mitzvah Hazman Grama He Mitzvah Sheyish Lazman Kavua Hazman He Amazgeres Shel Mitzvah Kimo Matzah Lulu Vesuka Masha Enki Besirusa Omer She Hazman Who Was He Say Atzmuso Shel Mitzvah The time is the essence of the mitzvah. Time is the essence. It takes on a different meaning over here, right? So Hu Mechayev Limnos Osam Hayomim Shem Pesach Lashuas. He has to count time. So that's not considered Zman Grama. Below Shaiach Lomar Azem Mitzvah Shel Zman Grama Vedok. He says Ki Omaku. It's very deep. Basically, he was asked to review a sefer, so he was giving little points on the sefer. He says Chakash v'Sameach Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg. So that's what he says. One answer about Mrs. Hashesha is that Stevis Omer is not Mrs. Hashesha's man grama. Another answer that we had mentioned from Rav Shlomo Kluger when he was discussing why Kiddush Levana is not considered Mitzvah Sasesha Zman Grama. Also, because Mitzvah Sasesha Zman Grama means that the chetz of the mitzvah exists all year, and you only have a certain time when you can do the mitzvah. But the chetz of Kiddush Levana doesn't exist all year. The Levana is not there all year, so that's not considered Mitzvah Sasesha Zman Grama. He says the same, so we can apply that to Sfiras HaOmer as well. That the chetz is to count from the two points in time. Those two points in time don't exist all year. It's not like matzah or sukkah that the chetz exists all year and you only have a mitzvah to do on a certain day. Here, the chetz only exists at this time. That's not considered a mitzvah to say she's man grama. Rav Yerucham Fersho Perlau and the Chazon Yecheskel. They say similarly that based on the Turi Evan, that it's not considered mitzvah sasesha zman grama. It's only considered zman grama if there's no other reason to be mekayem the mitzvah. It's only time. Time is the only thing that causes the mitzvah, right? But here, by Sefirah Omer, it's not the Torah that's being goren to cause the mitzvah. You have to count when you do, when, by the Havasa Omer. There's something else. If Havasa Omer would be on Al Tishrei, you'd have to count then. So it's not dependent on time. It's dependent on Havasa Omer. Yeah, but Havasa Omer is only dependent on a certain time. Okay, so they say that that's not considered. That's not considered. He says it's not the Zman Atzmo that's goren. It's not only the Zman that's goren. There's another factor that's causing the mitzvah sasev to be at that time. And we said that other factor causes it. Therefore, it's Zman Grama. So what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam, according to this Rambam Vishal Parallels, he explains that the Rambam who says that Sefirah Sa'omer is mitzvah sasev Zman Grama, and does the Chinuch, and does basically all the other Rishonim, he says it's L'shitasam, because the Machlok is Rambam Ramban, whether Sefirah Sa'omer is Zman Zez, the Araisa or not. The Ramban says it's not the Araisa. Why? Because it's totally on when you bring the Minchas Omer. So L'shitasam, it's totally when you bring the Minchas Omer. That's why it's not Zman Grama. And since we're not bringing the Minchas Omer this anymore, because it's not based on mitzvahs in here, that's why it's only the Rabbanan. The Rambam says it's independent. The mitzvah Sefirah Sa'omer is not dependent on the Havasa Omer. Therefore, it's only dependent on Zman. It's a Zman Grama. And Zman is there, the Rambam passes, and Sefirah Sa'omer is the Araisa.
First of all, Tefillah is also Zman Grama. The women are related to Tefillah. And what the Nachum said, probably the ultimate mitzvah Zman Grama is candles, Shabbos candles. Every week they have to do it. That's the most specific time in
Zman Grama. Right, but Shabbos, the Mechuyavos in all the Lavin. The Gemara learns that anyone who's Mechuyav in the Lav is Mechuyav in the Yaseh. The same thing on Pesach, eating matzah. It's Zman Grama, but the Mechuyavos. Why? Because they have to be have to get rid of the Chametz. So that's a different limud. There are exceptions or rules that have to be applied. But Shabbos, it's,
and Shabbos itself, the neighbors
right, that may also so maybe. That's a machlokas also by the rabbanon. When Mitzvah says Zman Grama, the rabbanon when they apply. But that, what was the other point? The other, right. So Tefillah we also mentioned last time. It's also a machlokas whether. Right, it may not be Zman Grama. Some people say they just have to do it every day. It's not Zman Grama. Shachas Min Chamayra might be Zman Grama. Maybe, but who says that women necessarily have to daven Shachas Min Chamayra? Maybe they just have to daven. You know, it's a machlokas on the Ramban about how to apply it to tefillah. What about Kriya Shema? That's a good question. It's only up to a certain time, so it could be. But there are others that say that it's based on a Turi Evan. I'll try to say this outside. That based on a Turi Evan, that Mishnah says Zman Grama only applies if you miss the mitzvah, then comes the next day, it's a new mitzvah. But if the Chiyuv still exists the next day, then it's not considered Zman Grama. For example, the Mila case we had. So if Mila is Zman Grama, we say no, because if you mivat the mitzvah on day 8, so not that the mitzvah goes away at night and then you have a new Chiyuv on day 9, you still have the continuous Chiyuv. So maybe for Krishma it's a new Chiyuv, so maybe that is a Zman Grama. There's a lot to look at that. Okay. Because there's a lot to look at that and we have time to cover ground, we're going to go forward. There was another different Yecheskel I wanted to say, but we'll get to that at a different time. So one other thing I want to say is the Gemara says that Puruvu, women are pater from, even though it's a mitzvah Zman Grama, just have to, I regret not saying the Meshech Chachma that Rabbi Rosner has said many times and everyone's laughing. Why is it that mitzvah women are paturos from mitzvah Puruvu? So the Rashi here says, each isha, the pasuk says, "Pur rule new arts of kavshua, go out and capture the world." Each darker lichvos, ain't darker shall isha lichvos. It's not the darker of the woman to go out and conquer the world. The cold, the low karin bevi kavshua, low karin bevi puravu. And whoever's not doesn't say kavshua doesn't have puravu. The Meshech Chacham says, no. Could be a reason is because women have pain when they give birth, and the Torah is derachel darkei noam. It wouldn't be mitzava you to do something that you can't, that you're painful. Similarly, he brings down what we learned before also, that the lo dibur Torah el lashon el kenegah b'nei adam, that's why you have the whole din of Yafas Torah. The Torah recognizes what people can and can't do, and they would not be mitzava, a woman, to do something that is totally painful for her. However, he says, that's why Hashem implanted in the nature a teshuka, a yearning for women to have children, because otherwise they would never have children. It's painful, and they're not commanded, so they wouldn't have children. So Meshech Chacham says, that's why they have a natural inclination that they want to have children. I would be remiss if I did not mention that Meshech Chachma in this base medrash. Okay. So the Gemara continues. Right, the Gemara continues. The Mitzvah Sashay says, there's a Tosos Makia. Let's see if we get time. We'll get back to that Tosos. So the Gemara says, the Mitzvah Sashay says, Man Grama Nashim Peturos, right? Milalan. Where do we know that din from? He says, Gomri Tfilin. We learn it out from a Memetzino from Tfilin. Ma Tfilin, Nashim Peturos, just like women are Peturos from putting on Tfilin. Afkom Mitzvah Sashishas Mangram and Nashim Peturos. So all other Mitzvah Sashishas Mangram and Nashim Peturos. The Gemara says, okay, Tfilin, where do we know Tfilin? That they're Peturos? Tfilin, Gomra La Mitamut Torah. Tfilin, we learn it out from Talmud Torah. Because the pasuk says in Kriyas Shema, it says Shnatim Vanecha, and then the next says Ukshartim Losal Yedecha. And that we learned Matam Loma Noshim Peturos, Noshim Peturos from Talmud Torah, because it says Shnatim Vanecha. Tefillin Noshim Peturos. So you connect the Tefillin next pasuk, connect Tefillin, it's also Peturos. So the Gemara says.
I don't understand. Tefillin are not grown in their own right. Why do you have to learn it out from Talmud Torah?
We'll see. So the Gemara says. You would have thought.
Tefillin aris magrama, they're not balei alot with another Shabbos.
What?
Tefillin aris magrama in their own right.
Right.
So what do I need to learn that from Torah for? From Talmud Torah for?
We'll see, because you would have thought that maybe you have a chiyuv. Maybe you would have to put on tefillin. We'll see. Wait. So the Gemara says, "V'nekish tefillin mezuzah." Why don't I learn a hekesh from tefillin to mezuzah? Just like women are mechuyavos in tefillin, even though tefillin's a zman grama, let me compare it to mezuzah because it's next to mezuzah in the pasuk, right? The pasuk says. Ukshartim los layedecha, then it says uksaptim amazos beisecha. So they're in the same pasuk. They're the hekesh over there. So even though it's a zman grama, you would learn that they would still be mechuyavos in this case because it's compared. The Torah is comparing it to mezuzah. So Gemara says no. Tefillin l'tam with Torah itkish bein beparsha rishon and bein beparsha shniya, but tefillin mezuzah beparsha shniya lo itkish. If you look in the siddur. Tefillin is connected to Talmud Torah, both the first parasha of Kriyat Shema and the second parasha of Kriyat Shema, but Tefillin is only connected to the pasuk of Mezuzah in the parasha Rishona, but not in the second parasha. So therefore, I'm going to connect Tefillin to Talmud Torah and say that they're Peturos. But without that limud, you would have compared Tefillin to Mezuzah, and then even though Tefillin is Zman Grama, you would still be Mechuyavos, because it's comparing it to Mezuzah.
I wouldn't have compared it to Torah. I wouldn't have asked this question.
What?
I wouldn't have compared it to Torah. I never would have asked this.
But then I would have compared it to Mezuzah, the Gemara is saying. I would have compared it to Mezuzah.
Why are you doing that?
What? Because it's in the same pasuk. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, v'nakish Mezuzah l'Talmud Torah. Let's compare Mezuzah to Talmud Torah. Because it says, u'limatem osamis b'neichem. Then it says, u'ksavtem amazos b'secha. Because the Torah says b'neichem. So let's compare it to Torah. It's in the same pasuk. It's only b'neichem. So too here by Mezuzah. Let's compare Mezuzah to Torah. Torah says B'neichem. Let's compare Mezuzah to Torah. And that would only apply to men. And women wouldn't have a chiyuv in Mezuzah. So the Gemara says, no, lo sa'ach adaitach. You can't think that. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, Leman Yirbu Yemeichem. Right? Those who are Mekayim the Mitzvah, right, of Mezuzah, it's Leman Yirbu Yemeichem. So the Gemara says, Gavi Ba'yichayiv and Nashi, and what, Nashi Lo Ba'yichayiv? Wait a minute. It says you put up mezuzah and get a long life. So only men deserve a long life, and women should not get a long life. That can't be because that's patently unfair. So you have to say that women are also mechuyavos in putting up the mezuzah. So Tosos the Masal Gavri asks, doesn't understand. By Talmud Torah it also says ki huchayecha v'orichemecha. It's a lifeblood to learn Torah. Yet women are pturos from learning Torah. According to what we're just saying now, that anything that has to relate to a long life, they should be mechuyavos as well. So why about Talmud Torah they should be mechuyavos? What?
I don't know what that says. One is kihu, one is a mitzvah, and the other is a
bracha. That's what Tosos answers. He says maybe kihu chayecha is not that it's a limud. Well, Tosos says that kihu chayecha is not on limud Torah, it's on kihu mitzvahs. So women have kihu mitzvahs, and therefore that applies also. The Tosos Rosh says also that Laman Yirbu is the tam, is the reason for doing mezuzah, right? You do mezuzah, and then that's the time of mitzvah. So therefore, women are in that. But by Talmud Torah, like you said, like Rabbi Schreiber said, it's not that it's the time. That's just the mitzvahs. It's just that it's not the reason why you do Talmud Torah. If you learn Talmud Torah, it's kiyu chayecha. Women can learn Talmud Torah; they can get the same kiyu chayecha. But it's not a reason for the mitzvah, and therefore, there's no reason. You don't have to be put them in the chiyuv because of that. Fine. Now the Gemara said that if the makor from being, the Gemara is going to go on. Basically, this is the line of the logic. If the Gemara said that the source for the Torah of women from Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama is from Tefillin. So the Gemara says, I have a Harei Sukkah. So you have a case of Sukkah. That's a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. It's a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. We all know that. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, Basukos Teishu Shivas Yomim. Only those 7 days, only time you have the Mitzvah. Right? But time of the cuts, and then the reason, and the, but nevertheless, the Gemara, they don't learn out that the reason why women are pturos from sukkah is because of Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. They say time of the cuts of Rachmana, ha Ezrach. It says Ezrach in the pasuk. And the Gemara says, Lahotzi es anashim. The word ha-ezrach excludes, is similar to your question, I think, Menachem. The word Gemara, ha-ezrach is what we use to exclude women. Right? Halav hachi, had it not been for the word ha-ezrach, nashim chayovos, then women would be mukhayovos in sukkah. But why? It's a mitzvah sheishas man grama. Why is the Gemara using the limit of ha-ezrach? Just say that. It's mitzvah sheishas man grama in the peturos. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, no, I need a special limit by sukkah. Because there's another thing that you would have thought that would be mukhayev woman in sukkah. Amar Abaye, itzdirach, salka dai dechamina, ho, leksir, basukos teshu. Since it says basukos teshu, right? And it means teshu ke'in kaduru. Right? You have to live in the sukkah like you live in your house. Madir ishtu ishto, ab sukkah ishtu ishtu. Just like in your house, men and women live together. So to in the sukkah, men and women live together, you would think that women should be mechuyavos. Kamashwan ha-ezrach. And the Ramah in Orachayim, Simon Tov Reish Lamites, brings from here that here is the smach that people have not to sleep in the sukkah. Because since women aren't mechuyavos, sleep in the sukkah, you're going to go sleep in the sukkah, you sleep by yourself without your wife. So people say, it's not teishu ki. What? I'm saying, I brought that. It's the Ramah. In Simon Tov Reish Lamites, Siv Beis. That's why people sometimes don't sleep in the sukkah, because they're not sleeping, it's not teishu she'inka k'taduru, because they're not sleeping in the same room with their wives. So that's one reason why we need the Dafka HaEzrach to teach me that women are paturos from sukkah, and not mixed sheishas mark Ramah. But Ravah gives another reason. The Ravah Amar Itzdiri Kusoka Daita Chamina Neilev Chamisha Asar Mechaga Matos. You would think we would take the Gzeir Shava, Berabah had a whole drush about the Gzeir Shava of Chamisha Asar, just and write and say Ma from Pesach. Ma mechaga matzos, ma lahalo, noshim chayovos of eating a kazayis matzah. I think it's only on the first night, but still, just like they're mukhayovos to eat matzah, afkan. So to hear, you would have thought that noshim chayovos, that woman would be mukhayovos in sitting in the sukkah. So therefore, tzricha. Therefore, we have to have the pasuk of ha'ezrach. The pasuk of ha'ezrach has to come in to teach me that they're paturos from that as well, even though it's a mitzvah seishas mangrama, because you would have thought without ha'ezrach they would still be mukhayovos. So shita lono de mila asks. He asks a big question. He says, "Im Tomar, who cares? Forget all these things, right? Right? Name a lady. It's drich. Let's say that you need the pasuk. Forget, right? For another reason. You would think that women would be chuyavos in this case. Why? What's the reason for the sukkah? They traveled in the desert, and they were either it was an aday yakavo, the sukkah mamish. Nevertheless, they were protected, right? So there was a nace that they were protected. Afein hayu ba'oso nace. That's why they have to do Hanukkah. That's why they have to listen to Megillah. That's why they have dalat kosos. Say what? No." Right, okay. So he says, Afim Hayuba Osonais, Dalakosis is Durban. What? Two of them are. We don't know which ones, right? The Ran over there. We don't know which ones. Right? Nashim Chayovos, Sha'afin Hayuba Osonais, Kidamino Bedalakosis, and Megillah, and Yerchanaka, then Nashim Chayovos, Bekulon, Sha'afin Hayuba Osonais. So Shita answers the way Renacham answers. Vilayesh Lomar, Lomichayivina, Lohume Haitaima, Hanami Bedurabanan. That's only by Dina Durabanan you would say the klal of Afin Hayuba Osonais, but Midoraisa, no. But There's a shita of Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, who's worked down in the Tosfos Megillah, who says that Afein Hayu Ba'osonais even applies to Dinim D'oraisa. So an answer is Yisod that's brought down the Shem Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, who says the concept of Afein Hayu and Osonais, the concept of Afein Hayu Ba'osonais only applies to mitzvos where Pesume Nisa is the mitzvah. Right? You say Alan Pesume Nisa in. You have to work it out how it works for Dalakosos. But you say, but Mikra Megillah, Pesume Nisa is an independent mitzvah. Afhen Hayuba Oso Nes doesn't apply to mitzvos that are done to commemorate a nes. It's only done for mitzvos that being with Farsim the Nes is part and parcel of the mitzvah. So Sukkah commemorates a nes. It's not Pesume Nisa is not part and part of the mitzvah. Ner Chanukah, Pesume Nisa is the mitzvah. That's why Afhen Hayuba Oso Nes.
He says that by the
Lech HaMishnah. Who?
The Yosef Yishu Shalayim.
Okay.
After women have to
Lech HaMishnah. Asim Hayibos
Nes. So what we're saying is true. We're commemorating.
It's commemorating the Nes. No.
We're commemorating the Nes of the Lech HaMishnah of the month.
But it's Afein Hayibos Oso Nes applies there?
No, it does not apply there. That's where Moshe told us.
There's no
Pirsumi Nisa. Okay. Right, so that's brought down, that's what it's in the Igros Hagridva Halevi letters that Soloveitchik wrote to his father, his uncle, his grandfather while he was in Berlin. Okay. So machlokas, not machlokas, a question about. We passed that. We'll get to it later. Okay. So the Gemara says. Now, what about Re'iyah, the mitzvah to come to the Beis Hamikdash and to be marked of the olus Re'iyah during the Shlosha Regalim. The Hare Re'iyah, the mitzvah to say she has man grama. Re'iyah is the mitzvah to say she has man grama, right? And you would say, therefore, women should be paturos from it. Nevertheless, the taima, the kasev rachmana, zichurcha. The pasuk says, ye'erikol zichurcha. That's lahotzi nashim. The Torah excludes women because it says Zechorcha. Why? It's a mitzvah says Man Grama. Why do I need this extra limud? Ha lav hachi, without this drasha, nashim chayavos, women would be mechuyavos, but it's a mitzvah says Man Grama. The Gemara says, no, there's a reason why. Because itzterich, it seems to be, the answer to the question, it seems to be that it's mitzvah says Man Grama is a klal, but if there's something else overriding it, we're going to put that klal aside. We're going to put that klal aside. That's why. So itzterich, we need the limud of Zechorcha by Re'iyah, even though it's a mitzvah seishas man grama, because saka daita chamina, you would have thought neleif re'iyah re'iyah. I should learn a gzeir shava re'iyah, the re'iyah of coming up to and on shlosh regalim, and also re'iyah by hakel. Pasuk says with kol yisrael le'ros, when all yisrael comes to see, right? And right, so you learn re'iyah re'iyah by hakel, and just like by hakel the nashim achayavos, you would think so too by the olus re'iyah nashim achayavos. So therefore, we have to have a special pasuk to tell me zechurcha. Even though it's a mitzvah seishas man grama, I still need zechurcha to tell me that women are peturos. So now the Gemara asks, one second. The adi alfinon mitfilin liptura neleif misimcha lichiyufa. Why you'd come in to learn out from tfilin that mitzvah seishas man grama, women are peturos? Learn out from the mitzvah of simcha. You have to have simcha on yontif, that women are mechuyavos in the mitzvah of simcha yontif, and say that just like the mechuyavos in the simcha yontif, which happens all the time, there's no mitzvah simcha on Shabbos. Maybe not using Shabbos in that case. But why the mitzvah? Well, maybe one zemer says that there's simcha. But why? But learn out that just like the mechuyavos by simcha, which is mitzvah seishas man grama, they should be mechuyavos in all mitzvah seishas man grama. Why are you choosing tefillin over simcha? So Amar Abaye, no, you're learning pshat and what the chiyuv of simcha of women on yontif is. Amar Abaye, isha ba'ala misamcha. The woman doesn't have a mitzvah to have simcha. It's incumbent on the husband to make the woman happy on Yontif. Rashi says by giving her a lot of food and by buying her clothing. He's buying her a lot of things. So the Gemara says, okay, that's the case. But the Pasuk says, V'samach l'fnei Hashem l'kecha ata yason v'almana. So almana ma'ikel ha'memer. So how does almana fit in there? She doesn't have her husband to buy her anything. So Abaye says, b'shuya etzlo. We're talking about almana who's like a bas bayis, who's living in someone's house. The chiyuv is also to make her happy. But it's not that the women have an independent mitzvah to be happy on Yontif. So Rashi had said that how you make a woman happy, yet by buying her things, takshitim and clothing. Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos Dimasu Isha says, "Dahainu b'zman she'ein mesa midrash kayam." There's another reason, according to Rabbeinu Tam, for us to daven for the base of midrash to be rebuilt, because when the base of midrash is rebuilt, we don't have a chiyuv anymore to buy our wife's clothing and jewelry on Yontif. The only chiyuv of simcha, I'm not saying it. Rabbeinu Tam says the only chiyuv on Yontif, the only chiyuv during the base of midrash is the karbanos and the meat. We're supposed to drink on Yontif. It's only going to be with the karbanos. So when the base of midrash is built, we no longer have to buy our wife's clothing. It's not part of the simcha. So have karbanah during davening. So now the Gemara asks another question. Why are we learning it out from tefillin that they're pturos and zman gramas? Let's learn it out. V'neilif mehakel. Let's learn it out that they're mukhuyavos by hakel. Just like the mukhuyavos by hakel, you know, it's a mitzvah seishas zman grama once every 50 years, and they're mukhuyavos to be there. They should be mukhuyavos in all mitzvah seishas zman grama. Why choose tefillin and not hakel? So the Gemara says, Mishum da have a matzah v'hakel shnei ksuvin haboyin ke'echad, v'chol shnei ksuvin haboyin ke'echad, ein melamdim. He says, because there are two psukim, there are two drushas that by mitzvah seishas zman grama that say that women are mukhuyavos. So if you have two drushos, we say that two drushos cannot learn out to anything else. Shnei ksuvim boyin ke'echad means that if the Torah wanted to learn it out from that din, it only would have written it once, and then we would learn it out. But since it says it twice, that means only in these two specific instances. What are those two specific instances? Number one was hakel. Number two we're going to see is matzah, right? So the Gemara says it's shnei ksuvim boyin ke'echad, because they're mukhuyavos in matzah, they're mukhuyavos in hakel, those are shnei ksuvim v'bayin ke'echad, therefore it's only in those instances that they're mukhuyavos, but in all other mitzvahs of seishas man grama, they're not mukhuyavos. But the Gemara says, wait a second, yihachi, tefillin re'iyah nami shnei ksuvim v'bayin ke'echad v'imalandim. We have tefillin that says the peturus of mitzvahs of seishas man grama. We have re'iyah, which we just said, it says ye'erik lo zechorcha, the peturus of mitzvahs of seishas man grama. If the Torah wants to teach us that the peturus of mitzvahs of seishas man grama, just one. If you learn two, it's shnei ksuvim v'bayin ke'echad. So why are you choosing one shnei ksuvim v'bayin ke'echad over another shnei ksuvim v'bayin ke'echad? The Gemara says no, because the tefillin and matzah. Because tefillin and re'iyah is not shnei ksuvim v'bayin ke'echad. There's a tzrichasa. You need both. You wouldn't learn one from the other. Tzrichi. The ikasa rachmana tefillin had just written the mitzvah that women are pturis from tefillin. The lo kasa of re'iyah, and they didn't write the ptur by by coming to the olas re'iya by sholos regolim, hava mina nelef re'iya re'iya mehakel. I would have thought to learn the gzeir sub of re'iya re'iya to hakel, and therefore I wouldn't have known that the peturos, that they're peturos from re'iya. The ikas of rachmana re'iya, the lokas of tefillin, and I didn't write tefillin, hava mina akish tefillin mezuzah. I would have thought maybe I could make the hekesh of tefillin to mezuzah, and therefore they would have been mechuyavos in tefillin also. Therefore, tzricha, therefore the Torah has to write the p'tur of nashim in both cases, and it's not considered shnei ksuvim habayin ke'echad. Yeah, even though we rejected the hekesh beforehand. I don't know. So, but maybe you would, maybe the Gemara is saying that the reason why, another underlying factor in rejecting that hekesh is because we have the pasuk. Ihachi, if that's so, that we're saying that, then we could say matzah v'hakel namitzrichi. Let's say that matzah and hakel also not shnei ksuvim b'ayin ke'echad. We need each one by itself. We wouldn't have learned one from the other to be mechay of a woman. Therefore, there also there's a reason to have them both. And if it's also not shnei ksuvim b'ayin ke'echad, then we come back to our question: why choose tefillin riya to pater women? Use hakel and matzah to be mechay of women. So Gemara says, no, it doesn't work. Lemay tzrichi, what would be the tzrichos for both psukim? So bishlama ikas of rachmana, had the Torah written in hakel, below kas of matzah, then have, you're right, then I need matzah, because hava amina, neil chamisha asar, mechag sukkah. So I would have learned the gezeirah shavah the other way. Just like the petura by sukkah, the petura for matzah. Ela nikta rachmana matzah, let the Torah just write matzah, below boy hakel, and don't write hakel. Just say the mechuyavas in matzah, right? And don't write hakel. And because I would know that the mechuyavos in hakel, because the Torah says that babies are mechuyav to go to the hakel. So Gemara says, "Va'anamina tefelim chayavin," because the pasuk says hakel is called am and nashim v'ataf, nashim lo kol shekain, nashim. Of course, women. If babies are mechuyav, then women have more chiyuv than children. They have all the other mitzvos aseishes lo zman gemara and all those aseis. So if babies have to come for hakel. Women also have to come for hakel. Hilkach, therefore, there was no reason why the Torah has to write that women are mechuyav have to come to hakel, because we already know women are mechuyav have to come to hakel, because it says that babies have to come. So therefore, havilahu, therefore matzah and hakel are shnei ksuvim b'ayin ke'echad ve'emalandim. There's no reason why you have to have both psukim. You could have just had matzah, and then and hakel you would have learned that from taf, right? Since it's written in both places, it's shnei ksuvim b'ayin ke'echad. It's shnei ksuvim b'ayin ke'echad, and therefore you can't learn from it. So you have to learn, go back to the tefillin. In the case of tefillin and re'iya, those are not shnei ksuvim v'ayin ke'echad. So I think from here, the ed maskan is that you don't only learn from tefillin, you learn that from tefillin and re'iya. But I think that's going to change over time, the next couple of da'apim in the Gemara. Because Gemara says here, and this answer is not answered until Lamed Hey, the Gemara says here, fine, that's all fine and dandy. Hani chalaman da'amar ein malamdin. That's all fine and dandy to the one who says that shnei ksuvim v'ayin ke'echad, you don't learn out to the rest of the Torah. But ela laman da'amar malamdin, ma'ikla me'mar. But rather, according to the Manda Amar, who says that Shnei Ksuvim B'ayin Ke'echad is enough to learn out to everything else. So what are you going to say? So I have Shnei Ksuvim B'ayin Ke'echad by Matzah and Hakel. So let me learn it out from there to everything else that women are Mukhuyavos. So I think this is where we're going to stop for the Gemara. But I just want to, before we break, I want to just go over Tosos Dibur Maskil Makir. If we have a couple of minutes, if you don't mind. So Tosos. Right, so Tosos Dibur Maskil Ma'aka asks, the Gemara had said that women are mechuyav in the mitzvah of putting up a makia, because it's not the mitzvah of seishes man grama. So Tosos asks, Tamil Rebbe, b'chol hanik siv lav. In all these cases, by makia and by Shabbos Aveda, besides being a mitzvah saseh, there's a lo saseh, and this is just like Shabbos. So even if you say that makia is a mitzvah seishes man grama, that's not the reason why women, what? It's not as man grama. But even if it would be, we'd see that it would be, right? But it doesn't matter. They still would have to put it up because they have the lav. And if you're mechuyav in the lav, you're mechuyav in the aseis, right? You're not allowed to do malacha, therefore they have to have the on Shabbos, therefore they have to hear Kiddush.
It's not a good example.
What?
So you're saying it's not a good
example. Of course, none of these are good examples, because all of these, all of these have a lav attached to them as well. The Ritva asked the same question. He says, Timia Milsa, Lamele Chavino Bumai Taima, typically the East Bechol Chaminai Losase, the Nashim Chayovas Bechol Losase, Nashim Amuchuyovas, and every single Losase. So Tosos gives two answers. Tosos says that in each, the reason is because in each case he can come up with a case where only the Ase would apply and not the Lav. For example, for Shavas Aveda, there's only a Lav if you pick up the Aveda with the intention of not returning it. But if you pick up the Aveda with the intention of returning it, and then you forget and decide not to for whatever reason, so there's no lav, but there's the asay of Hashev Teshuvenu. You have to return it. So each instance you could come up with a case where there's an asay. He brings down the end, there's the Shita of Rav Yosef in the Eretz Yisrael, who says that, before that, there's another answer that says that the difference is because if you say the Mimuchuyov in the asay, you have to say that it's a mitzvah asay shalos mangrama, because now there's an asay and a lav on the woman. So therefore, if another asay comes up, you can't say asay doche los asay. Because asay, if there's only a lav and not the asay, then asay would doche the lav. But since there's an asay and a los asay, you can't come one a different mitzvah asay and be doche a mitzvah asay and a los asay. The Ritva brings down the Ramban. Ritva brings down the Ramban. There's another answer who says, because now here, these cases are different. The Ramban says that the los asay in these cases is not the mitzvah. The los asay is almost like a gzeira d'oraisa, explaining to you, trying to reinforce the mitzvah asay. He says, even though it's a los asay, ein ha'ikar ela be'asay shavahem. The ikar mitzvah is the asay, putting up the makia. The lo asay los asay el kiyuma la'asay. The los asay is only a support for the asay in this case. Because, like for example, the ma'ak siv asisa makia la'gagecha, upo haratzo makavona. That's what the Torah wants you to do. The Torah wants you to build a makia. And then it gives a reason, a law, that you shouldn't have anyone die in your house. So the lo sasei, he's basically saying that don't prevent yourself from doing the mitzvah sasei. So that's why, even over here, it's if you don't have the ptur of mitzvah sasei shalos mangrama, then they wouldn't even have a law, because the law is independent in these instances. The law is just a support for the asei. Right.
How do you explain that with matzah?
What do you mean matzah?
So now matzah, the reason they're dying in matzah is because of the losas that were not that
public. Well, matzah is a mitzvah asay shazman grumble, and they are chayav. That's a different question.
They're chayav because of the lav.
They're chayav because they're chayav because of tashbisu.
Chayav because of tashbisu.
There's a lav, right?
Right there.
Those are two separate, right? But those are two separate. You have to look at the psukim. Those are two separate psukim.
Right.
So the Radvan saying in these cases they're not two separate psukim. If you read the Torah, that in these instances the lav only comes to support and not independent. By matzah, you'll have to learn that they're independent. Have a good day.